Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. It's meant to build on some of our earlier, more introductory content, like our Christianity 101 course, which is meant to introduce some basic concepts of what it means to follow Jesus. And then if you're somebody who has decided to follow Jesus or has already been through those courses, then these challenges are meant for you to help you really grow and apply what it means to follow Jesus in your day-to-day life. Now, to help you with that, we have a rhythm that keeps our community in sync, studying the same things on the same days, even though we're not together in one place at one time. So the idea is that every Monday we introduce a topic for the week. Every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Fridays we take time to pray and reflect. Saturday is a day for rest. No challenge that day. And then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we've got a brand new church that meets in Ajax every second Sunday. It's called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We call it that because we all worship and learn together, regardless of our age, in one space. For more information on this great new church and how you can join, visit redeemerajax.ca. Now, we've recently started a new series called We Are. It builds on our two previous series, God Is and Jesus Is, where we've learned about the nature and character of God and His Son Jesus. And then now we're seeing what that means for us. Who are we then? If Jesus is who He says He is, if God is who He says He is, then who are we? What does it mean for our lives? If He really died and rose from the dead, then what does it mean for us to follow this Jesus? Well, have you ever felt trapped in life, like there were just too many outside forces acting on you for you to really break free and be who you were made to be, to do what you needed or wanted or could really do and accomplish in life? Have you ever felt just trapped, like maybe by a certain line of work, and you thought, you know what, I can never break into another industry? Have you ever felt just chained down by a relationship that meant you couldn't go anywhere, that you didn't have any freedom, couldn't do anything without facing jealousy and anger? Have you ever felt so trapped or confined by people's beliefs and presuppositions about you because of your personality, your appearance, your abilities, your education, your career, or anything like that, or any other attributes that just prevented people from ever giving you a break? Have you ever felt chained down and restricted in life? I've known many people like this who felt that way and who've just really felt broken and held back by those kinds of feelings, and they can become self-fulfilling. When people get so discouraged, they stop trying anything. They stop trying anything new. They stop trying to break free. They stop trying to be who they were made to be. But I've also had the joy of seeing them come to life when they do break free of those chains and they realize they really are free, that they're not defined by what holds them back, but rather by the God who made them in His image. It's kind of like that old story, maybe you've heard it, of an elephant, you know, who's confined because of a little string or a little rope tied around his ankle. The story goes that they started by putting a big heavy chain on this elephant, and he couldn't get away, and he was angry about it, and he tried, and he would try to break the chain, but he never could. And then gradually, slowly, over a long time, they made the chain into a rope and made the rope smaller and smaller, till eventually it was just a thin little string. But the elephant still believed that it could hold him because he knew the previous chains could. I have no idea if this would actually work. I've never tried it on an elephant. If you have one, go ahead and try, but I kind of doubt it. But either way, think about what that means in our lives, where there are things that sometimes chain us down that don't even have power. We allow them to have power over us when really they're actually not powerful at all. They have no strength, and yet we think they have so much power over us. It's illustrative, especially for the lives of people who are trying to follow Jesus. We can get fixated on the things in this world that look like they hold us back, but the message of the gospel, the message of Christianity, a big part of it is that we are set free from the things that chain us down in this life, namely sin and its consequence, death. They had power, but that power will not and does not last forever, and God's power is greater than it. That's the kind of thing we're going to explore this week by looking at the actual story of some people being freed from prison. But first, a question for you to think about and discuss with some others. Which kinds of things can bind, enslave, or hold us back in this life? or in particular in your life. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.